Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast and Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Thank you for doing that. Be sure to tell your friends if you want them to be informed, or of course, you can just summarize the news of the week and the great guests. The news of the week is 1219A. It is a raft of important news this week, and we, of course, are likely and usually brought to you by LifesFirstNaturals.com, the makers of Truebiotics, Bovine Colostrum, and Dye Rescue. That Dye Rescue, tell your friends about this. The blogosphere is alight with the fact that Dye Rescue helps prevent the side effects when you up the dose of semaglutide or tirzepatide. That is, when you increase the dose of Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro, and Zepbound, sometimes you get side effects, GI side effects such as nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, or constipation. The good news is Dye Rescue 3 days in advance, 4 days afterwards, and most people who had the symptoms before don't get them on the next dose. And, of course, you can go to their website, LifesFirstNaturals.com, and see the information on the randomized double-blind controlled studies of both bovine colostrum and Truebiotics, and why most people over the age of 40 who are women and 50 who are men should probably consider taking both. Talk to your physician about it. As everything on this show, remember, this is medical information, not medical advice. And of course, the other sponsor is longevityplaybook.com. Go to their website and sign up for the randomized double-blind controlled newsletter. That is right. It's a newsletter that's gone through scientific advisory board. And of course, 250 words once a week with two summary statements and a great cartoon. Now to the news this week. At least 1 in 5 people has obesity in every state in the United States. Horrible. What are the states with the lowest obesity rates? Yeah, you got it. It's Colorado. I said earlier today it was Utah. It's not Utah. It is Colorado is the lowest obesity rate. And whereas less than 10% of any state had obesity in 1984, now every state more than 20%. And not only that, but 23 states are over 35%. Horrible, horrible. So that's why those Ozempic and Wegovy, Mounjaro, and Zepbound need to get much less expensive. Competitors are coming into the field. They aren't that expensive to produce. This is what one of the political candidates would call corporate gouging. It needs to be gotten rid of. They sell for $75 a month in Denmark. They wholesale in the United States for $440 and $449 a month in Canada for $120 and $129. It's ungodly how much they charge us in America, and there is no extra privilege of being in America with obesity. The second study, also a very important one, this one on high blood pressure. And this is done by physical examination on a large number, I think 400,000 adults in the U.S. More than 50% of the adults who had blood pressure above 135 and above 85 don't know they have it. And even among those who are aware they had it and were treated for it, 70% had blood pressures higher than the threshold. It should never occur. Should never occur. Get your blood pressure measured and get it below 135 and below 85. That's just too important to do, and to make sure you have it there. a quick story. By the way, those two are both a Roizen rule for a younger you. That is, get your blood pressure measured and get to a normal waist for height. They're both important Roizen rules for a younger you. And they also are longevity is the next disruptor segments. Hormone therapy for menopausal symptoms reduces insulin resistance. Another key article, if you're going through menopause, not only do you get rid of the symptoms, but you get a better metabolic profile, less heart disease, less stroke, less dementia, less cancer even. But remember, you got to take it with a baby aspirin and a lot of water. So half a glass of warm water before and after the baby aspirin. And then really do consider, if you will, hormone therapy if you're perimenopausal or postmenopausal. Findings show no significant overall link between PPI. That's one of the things like omeprazole, or it's not the Pepcid drug. These are the drugs that are protein pump inhibitors. And I call it omeprazole, but there's another one that is more popular than that, in fact. But no link between them and cardiovascular disease or and dementia. It was feared there was a link, and many epidemiologic studies have shown it. Large study now, and multiple studies show no link. Use of the SGLT2 inhibitors. Those are the Jardiance and a number of other drugs that decrease diabetic risk and diabetic symptoms. Well, compared to the other diabetic medicines, they reduce the risk for dementia. And another longevity is the next disruptor story. The greater exposure to fine particulate matter air pollution, such as from diesel exhaust. This is why you want to live 7 blocks from the nearest street that has diesel trucks on it commonly. So want to move away because you get particles within 7 blocks. It fades over that. But this increases your risk of kidney disease as a real cause. Next story is on atrial fibrillation, and this one I did a blog on my Substack area because you can detect it with the Apple Watch. What do you do if you detect it with the Apple Watch? The answer is you get to a hospital fast, get to an electrophysiologist, and you don't want rate control. Yeah, you might want that for an hour or two, but what you really want is rhythm control. Why rhythm control? Because rhythm control is associated with 28% fewer strokes, heart attacks, and episodes of heart failure than is just rate control. How do you get rhythm control? Well, you can get it with some medicines to get rhythm control, but really the way is to ablate the focus of the atrial fibrillation. That does require a procedure. It's relatively non-invasive, meaning it's through a vein in your arm. And you also want to ablate the atrial appendage. This is an extra little part of the atrium that when you have atrial fibrillation can accumulate clots that can then go to the heart or to the brain or to the kidney or to other organs and cause major disability. So key point here, if you have atrial fibrillation, don't pause. Get to a specialist. Electrophysiologist is the name of the cardiology subspecialty you want, and get treated fast. After immunizations for respiratory syncytial virus, is there an increased risk of gout or autoimmune disease? The current data would say no. Quitting smoking, by the way, and reducing weight do decrease atrial fibrillation risk. And losing weight, yeah, it is important because it helps people fend off serious infections, which increase with obesity. One of the things I didn't know is that Raynaud's phenomenon, this is a specific phenomenon where people get spasm in the blood vessels of their hands and or feet, and their hands turn purple in cold weather. Well, it also can happen at very high temperatures. I didn't know that. And the wellness foreplay segment this week, pelvic floor yoga reduces the incidence of urinary tract infection in middle-aged women. Those are our top stories. So remember, the longevity is the next disruptor in the Roizen Rule for a Younger You segment. That is, in every state, people are obese, 1 in 5, and get your blood pressure controlled. 1 in 2 people who have it don't recognize it, and 70% of those who do recognize it don't have it controlled adequately. It's really important. Just 10 millimeters of mercury higher on both the systolic and diastolic side means you have the risk of someone who is between 8 and 12 years older than your calendar age, just from that one thing that can be treated easily. And by the way, when people say, I don't want the side effects of blood pressure pills, well, you can get any side effect you want. You want decreased libido? We got that. You want increased libido? We got that. You want something that makes you calm? We got that. You want something that keeps you excited? We got that. Every side effect, but just you got to tell your doc what you want. Those are the two top stories on this episode 1219A of You, the Owner's Manual radio podcast on Radio MD iHeart, brought to you by LongevityPlaybook.com. Go to their website, LongevityPlaybook.com. Do it now to sign up for the free newsletter. 188,000 of your friends have. And you can tell other people too as well, or you can share the cartoons with them if you want to keep it to yourself. And the LifeFirstNaturals.com is the other sponsor. Go to there to find out the randomized double-blind controlled trials of Truebiotics and why they're important for women who are entering menopause and want to protect your bones, as well as go there to find out the randomized double-blind studies on why I take bovine colostrum routinely. Thanks again. Thank you, Brad, for engineering. He's substituting for AJ. Thank you again. And we'll be back next week. We hope you are. Go to the bee segment. The bees are great guests. And the 1217B is a supermodel, Karen Alexander. She's the ambassador for the Myositis Association. But she tells a great story about what happened to her. And by the way, she still is a supermodel. If you look at her current pictures or talk to her, very uplifting segment on the 1217B. Thanks again for listening. We'll be back next week. We hope you are too.